Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison. On this evening's show, we've got some songs about grass, farms, that demon alcohol, and more. So let's get started. This past week, on December 4th in 1812, Peter Gaillard of Lancaster, Pennsylvania, received a patent for the power mower. So here to commemorate Mr. Gaillard's invention are some songs about grass, starting off with Johnny Hamp's Kentucky Serenaders.
Big leather neck, you're going to quit the big show, are you?
Yes, I'm going in for bigger things, I am.
You're going in for a big bust,
yeah.
A big bust in the mouth.
Oh, cut out the kitten flag. I'm going home.
Home? Why, you haven't got a home. You're like the rest of the bunch of buzzards that quit and broke up the band. Well, anyway, before you go, you can sing a song for us. We got Phil the Fiddler left. Al can play the guitar. There's Joe with his harmonica. Larry's playing the piano. What are you going to sing?
Why, I'm going to sing about the blues I've got. The blues for the bluegrass in Kentucky.
You got the blues?
Yes, Flag, I've got the blues. You know, I've got a home and a mother and a dad and a sis, and gee, I love them all, too.
Say, Coit, I never knew you had all that. Gee, buddy, I'd love to go along with you.
Why, you can come along with me if you want to.
Says you?
Says me.
Do you mean it, Coit?
Well, I'll tell the cockeyed world. I've got a feeling that I'm going home today. Sure got a feeling that I'll never roam away. Got the blues, just sold my shoes to pay for a ride back to that little shack I just wanna hide.
So you've got the blues for the bluegrass down in old Kentucky, hey?
Hey, I've got a timetable showing me the best way there.
Well, if you've got the blues for a lass, I'll tell the world you're lucky, boy.
You bet I am. I'll soon be on my way. Never stray from the place I've not forgotten.
Are you going to see your sis?
You bet.
And your mammy, too?
And how, say, I'll steal a kiss from my little sweetheart, too.
And you're going to lay your head right in a bunch of snow-white cotton, ain't you?
I've got the blues for the bluegrass down in old KY.
So you got the blues for the bluegrass down in old Kentucky, hey?
You bet I have, and I've got a timetable showing me the best way there.
Well, if you've got the blues for a girl, I'll tell the cockeyed world you're lucky.
Say, I'll soon be on my way, never stray from the place I've not forgotten.
So you're gonna see your sis.
You bet.
And your mammy, too.
Lord, lover, I'll steal a kiss from my little sweetheart soon.
So you're gonna plant your head in a bunch of snow-white cotton.
And how I've got the blues for the bluegrass down in old KY.
Well, come on, Flag. Let's carry on.
Says you.
Says me.
Thank you. Another man said that the weather ahead will soon be bright. And I think he's right, 'cause the grass is getting greener all the time. And my lovey just said, when the roses are red, we'll name the day. And I'm glad to say that the grass is getting greener all the time. Is she wonderful? Swell. Am I glad that I fell? Does she go for me? Well, we're both saving for the ring. With a Tweedledum-Dee, all the birdies and me rehearse our song. And it won't be long, 'cause the grass is getting greener all the time.
Set of songs about grass, commemorating the invention of the power mower by Peter Gaillard of Lancaster, Pennsylvania, in 1812. We started off that set with bluegrass, Johnny Hamp's Kentucky Serenaders, with Franklin Bauer doing the vocal on a Victor 78 from 1928. I love that record. That was followed by I've Got the Blues for the Bluegrass, Fred Hall and Arthur Fields, with Hall as Sergeant Flagg and Fields as Sergeant Court. That was recorded in New York on November 4th, 1929. Then we heard from the grandfather of hot piano, James P. Johnson, with one of his own compositions, Keep Off the Grass, from August 15th, 1944. James, as he was known to his friends, was born February 1st, 1891, in New Brunswick, New Jersey. His mother, an amateur musician, taught him to play the piano at an early age. When he was 9, he began regular lessons with a local piano teacher, and while in his teens, he moved to Harlem and began playing in clubs. In 1923, he wrote the musical Runnin' Wild, which introduced his composition The Charleston. Besides his fame as a piano player and popular composer, he wrote concert music, including his 1932 Symphony Harlem, a piano concerto called Jasmine, and Yamakra, a long choral work. He played into the 1940s, but suffered a series of strokes, and James P. Johnson died in November of 1955. We ended that set of grass songs with The Grass is Getting Greener, with Victor Young and his orchestra. We're going to spend some time down on the farm when we return, right after this. This past week, on December 4th in 1867, William Saunders, who was the superintendent of propagating gardens in the United States Department of Agriculture, along with Oliver Kelly, Aaron B. Grosch, William Ireland, John Thompson, Francis McDowell, and John Trimble, met in a building on the south side of 4th Street Southwest near Madison on the Mall in Washington, D.C., and formed the Order of Patrons of Husbandry, more commonly known as the National Grange, or even more simply, the Grange. The Grange was organized to assist farmers whose livelihoods were devastated following the Civil War. It is the oldest farm family fraternity in the country, and has gained a reputation for conservative, constructive, and cooperative endeavors which have benefited and improved rural communities all across the nation. It has grassroots units established in 3,600 local communities in 37 states. Its 300,000 members provide service to agriculture and rural areas on a wide variety of issues, including economic development, education, family endeavors, and legislation designed to assure a strong and viable rural America. Over the past 130 years, it has evolved to include non-farm rural families and communities as well. So here to commemorate the Grange are some farm songs, starting off with Ben Burney and All the Lads.
Ooh. feeling blue. The mortgage was long overdue, and he knew that the dear old farm would soon be sold. He saw the sheriff at the gate, and he knew that sheriff never wait. He looked out through the door, then lo and behold, the old cow said,
ah, ah.
We'll have lots of dough in a week or so, and we won't have to sell the farm. Then the old pig said, that they like so well in the big hotel, and we won't have to sell the farm. Well, get out the fiddle, I diddle diddle, the old mule said so gay. I've thought it over, I'll eat the clover, and you can get some money for the hay, 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 says the rooster said. We'll see you through, cock-a-doodle-doo, and we won't have to sell the farm. Well, the old tomcat, I can live, said he, just on toast and tea, so we won't have to sell the farm. Then the little dog said, and we'll search the pans and tomato cans, so we won't have to sell the farm. Well, up jumped the rabbit.
I don't know that one.
Ah, got you that time, eh? I'm not objecting. If you're suspecting that I'm worth my money in the frying pan, then the sheriff said, as he shook his head, if things keep growing in the way that they're going, in a week or so, the cup will have so much dough that you won't have to sell the farm. Then the parrot says, that we won't have to sell the farm.
Down.
pounding for farming. I like the life mixed up with sows and rams. So much time I share with the animals there. I'm beginning to bar like the lamb. The air is so fresh, you get quite a thrill. But some of the milkmaids are much fresher still. To be a farmer's boy down on the farm can't come to harm down there. Early to bed makes you feel right as rain. Before I'm asleep, I've to get up again. Down at the village inn, the daughter's so nice. My fresh eggs she does enjoy. For two eggs she lets me give her kisses a few. For four eggs I can kiss her, yes, and cuddle her too. Tonight I'm gonna find out what a dozen will do. Oh, it's grand to be a farmer's boy. To be a farmer's boy down on the farm can't come to harm down there. We've got 14 pigs, that's a lot you can tell. 14, that's not counting the farmer as well. I get 10 bob a week and everything found. And what have I found, oh boy? One day the farmer said someone my farm's tried to rob. Two prize sheep were stolen, 'twas a very bad job. I've just sold two fine sheepskin rugs for 25 bob. Oh, it's grand to be a farmer's boy. I met a country maid on marketing day. With her basket she looked so coy. She said she was a shepherdess, they called her Bo Peep. She'd lost her lambs, I said, I'll help you find them, don't weep. I know that I found everything except in her sheep. Always grand to be a farmer's boy.
You, sister and maw, brother and paw, even the mule with his old hee-haw. Hector the pup, since he's grown up, he keeps asking too. Oh, the chickens ask, the cows ask, the pigs ask, the horses ask, down on the farm, they all ask for you.
Come on, folks, get your partners for the square dance.
We got a little cow, a cute little cow, away down on our farm. It never did anybody any good, still it never did anybody harm. It never gave a drop of milk, and it doesn't know how. Just listen to me and I'll tell you why. It ain't that kind of a cow.
That's a slicker, Lem. Aye, Cracky?
Now this little cow down on our farm is gosh darn mighty tricky. She fell in love with the bull next door, and now she's Bolsheviki. Cows ask, the horses inquire. Down on the farm, they all ask for you.
A set of farm songs to commemorate the founding of the Grange. We started off that set with We Won't Have to Sell the Farm, Ben Burney and his orchestra from 1933. Then, Fred Elizalde and his Anglo-American band with Al Boley doing the vocal. And Misery Farm, from December 1928. Al Boley was billed as the ambassador of song and considered by many to be Britain's answer to Bing Crosby. Then, George Formby and his ukulele from February 25th, 1936, and A Farmer's Boy. And we finished up with Gene Cardos doing the vocal with his orchestra and Down on the Farm from November 13th, 1931. And you heard it all on Rapidly Rotating Records, heard each Sunday evening at 6 here on KISL 88.7 Avalon. I'd love to hear from you for your comments and any requests that you might have. You can send email to glenn@glennrobison.com, GLENNROBISON, or you can send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Or you can give me a call at area code 909-641-0805. That's area code 909-641-0805. I'm going to propose a toast when we return right after this. This past week on December 5th in 1933, drinkers toasted the end of Prohibition in the United States. It had been 14 years between drinks. Well, legal drinks anyway. The long dry spell ended at 5:32 p.m. when Utah became the last of 36 states to ratify the 21st Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which repealed the 18th Amendment, which had prohibited all booze. So here to commemorate the end of Prohibition are some songs about that demon alcohol, starting off with Ted Wallace and his Campus Boys.
A level space upon the floor to place the bottle. Then you start to toddle, keep watching the bottle. Then you step around a bit, be careful not to hit the bottle. Then just like a clown, start messing around, keep going to town. Now do a break and wiggle like a snake that's hitting the bottle. It's easy to do. Everybody hits the bottle. Mm-hmm.
jazz band sound. It's stamping ground of the dancing hound. That's the place I learned to do the wobbly walk. Every evening late, how they congregate and they demonstrate rhythms up to date. When the red hot leader makes the saxophone talk, everybody learns to do the wobbly walk.
Just get your ankles out on the loose, then let your tootsie shake like a deuce.
Oh,
oh, oh, now that's wobbly walk.
Wiggle your shoulders, wiggle your knees, scatter your fingers out with the breeze.
Oh, 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 now that's the wobbly walk. Like the wavy ocean, get that motion to and fro. Slide down your left, slap down your right, there you go. That's got them shoulders and fingers, ankles and feet. Just make it hotter as you repeat.
Oh,
oh, oh, oh, that's the wobbly walk.
Some songs about alcohol and what happens to you if you have too much alcohol. We started that set off with Hittin' the Bottle, Ted Wallace and his Campus Boys from July 10th, 1930. That was followed by Jelly Roll Morton and his Red Hot Peppers and Mint Julep. And what happens if you have too many mint juleps and you're hitting the bottle? Well, you'll start stumbling. That was Paul Whiteman and his orchestra. And if you're not stumbling and you have too much alcohol, you might be doing the wobbly walk. Walking wobbly, not the dance that song actually refers to. That's Fred Waring and his Pennsylvanians with Fred and the orchestra doing the vocal. And you're hearing it on Rapidly Rotating Records with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We'll be back right after this. This past week on December 9th, way back in 1788, George Washington sold his racehorse named Magnolia to Colonel Henry Lee. Washington reportedly got 5,000 acres of prime Kentucky farmland for the horse. So here in commemoration of that sale is Harry Richman and Magnolia.
A boy I know, an expert judge of gals, once speaking of his lady love and raving to his pal, he said she's called Magnolia, she'll ruin any man. Now I just can't describe her, but I'll do the best I can. Take some honey from a bee, mix it up with TNT, and what have you got? Magnolia. Larrabeau, ain't she delish? Season her with Lillian Gish, and what have you got? Magnolia. Listen, pal, describing that gal is trying. And when I'm done, it's 20 to 1, you'll say I'm lying. Take Cleopatra and Camille, add some more sex appeal, mix a lot, and what have you got? Magnolia.
Take some lace and sable fur, then add what gentlemen prefer, and what have you got? Why, Magnolia. Venus, she had a lot of charm. Well, add those necessary arms, and what have you got? Why, Magnolia. You know the vamp, each season may grow more sporty. Well, then close your eyes and picture the prize of 1940. Then take the fairest of the fair and add the answer to a bachelor's prayer and mix the lot and then look at it. Why, it's Magnolia.
Take some fragrance from the rose, dress it up with proper clothes, and what have you got? Magnolia. Picture teeth as white as pearls,
bunch of golden curls. And what have you got? Magnolia. The boys all sigh when she passes by. She thrills them. Her silk clothes are cheap, I suppose, but how she fills them. Take Sheba's smile, Salome's hip, Siegfried's eyes, Watson's lip. Mix them up, and what have you got? Magnolia!
Magnolia, written by De Silva, Brown, and Henderson, there sung by Harry Richman from a Brunswick 78, recorded in June of 1927. Last week on December 4th in 1932, the Jurgens Journal, also known as the Walter Winchell Show and later Kaiser Fraser News, was first heard on the NBC Blue Network. Walter Winchell kept that gossip show going on the radio for 23 years. It was sponsored at first by Jurgens Lotion and later by Dryad Deodorant, Kaiser Fraser Cars, and Richard Hudnut Shampoo. Here's what the opening of the show sounded like in 1949.
Kaiser Fraser, builder of cars that make automobile history, presents the reporter of news that makes world history. So who, what, where, when, why, from the man America listens to most, Walter Winchell.
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. North and South America, all the ships at sea. Let's go to press.
I presume the name of this next record is Walter Winchell. I don't know who it's by or when it was made, but it's about Walter Winchell. So in commemoration of the debut of the Walter Winchell Show, here is Walter Winchell.
It was in 1908, Gazette Words put Walter on the stage. He soon became a vaudeville star. Young Winchell was famous near and far. But now he sings through the daily press and gives the scandals for they confess. They say the dirt that he dug up on the Great White Way alone could bury him whenever he should die. Flash! Duck your head, hide yourself, Walter Winchell peeping at you
through the keyhole.
Flash, pull the shade when you paint, Walter Winchell's peeping at you.
Explosive.
Flash, duck your head, hide yourself, Walter Winchell's peeping at you
through the keyhole.
Flash, pull the shade when you paint, Walter Winchell's peeping at you. You are feeling wicked and gay, you'd better watch your step all the way. The god of scandal is bound to find out all the dirt for his Broadway line. Whether a marriage, birth or divorce, that fellow Winchell will find the source. If you're in anticipating it or just middle-eyeling it, you'll find him always on the job. Flash! Duck your head, hide yourself, Walter Winchell peeping at you
through the keyhole.
Flash! Pull the shade when you bathe, Walter Winchell's peeping at you.
Exclusive.
Flash, duck your head, hide yourself, Walter Winchell's peeping at you
through the keyhole.
Flash, duck your head when you bathe, Walter Winchell's peeping at you. Around the town about a gangster who couldn't be found. Rewards and promises made no hit to bring to justice to serve his bit. But Walter Winchell was on the dot and made the going so mighty hot that soon he gave up himself to Walter and found he could not falter with the hero of the press. Flash! Duck your head, hide yourself, Walter Winchell's peeping at you
through the keyhole.
Flash! Pull the shade when you bathe, Walter Winchell's beeping at you. Flash, I'll be back in a flash with a flash that's a headline smash.
Mr. Winchell.
Flash, Mrs. Winchell's bad boy signing off with notions of love.
Well, we don't often play calypso music around here, but that song certainly had the calypso beat. Walter Winchell. On this very day exactly 70 years ago, Duke Ellington and his orchestra recorded Mood Indigo on Victor Records. It became one of the Duke's most famous standards, and here it is. Mood Indigo, Duke Ellington and his Cotton Club Orchestra, first recorded on this very day in 1930, 70 years ago. That particular version that we heard there was actually recorded in 1931. The piece was originally titled Dreamy Blues and featured solos by Arthur Wetzel on trumpet and Barney Bigard on clarinet. In 1975, Mood Indigo was inducted into the Hall of Fame of the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences, the Grammy people. Last week on December 5th in 1908, numerals were used for the first time on football uniforms worn by college football players. The University of Pittsburgh Panthers proudly displayed their new numbers in a game with Washington and Jefferson. So here to commemorate football uniform numbers is Harry Reaser's Clico Club Eskimos, and You've Got to Be a Football Hero.
Be a touchdown getter, you bet. If you want to get a baby to pet, the fact that you are rich or handsome won't give you anything in curve. You've got to be a football hero to get along with a beautiful girl.
From September 26, 1933, on a perfect 78, You've Got to Be a Football Hero, Harry Reaser's Clico Club Eskimos. And with that, we'll wrap up this edition of Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you've enjoyed the show. If so, please let me know and send along any requests that you might have for themes or particular songs. Those can be sent by email to glenn@glennrobison.com. Or you can send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Or you can give me a call at area code 909-641-0805. Area code 909-641-0805. I'll be back next Sunday evening at 6 with more rapidly rotating records from out of the archive vault and music to which you can't not tap your toes. And as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.